Hello.
Hi, I was looking for Carrie.
This is she.
Carrie, how are you? My name is Seth McElroy. I'm the veterinary assistant that helped out with your dog the other day.
Oh, yeah. Hi. Hi.
Hi. How's Tiger doing? Is he feeling better?
Yeah, he actually is doing really well.
Oh, that's great. Great, great, great.
Yeah.
Listen,
thank you so much.
I'm going to have to ask you guys to come in for another follow-up, maybe tomorrow if you can.
He's doing, I mean, he's totally fine, I think.
Well, it's actually more for me. I need to run some tests on him.
What kind of tests?
Okay, so you know how your dog came in for shots?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know how to say this, but I kissed him on the mouth when he was in here, and then now I have a nasty cold sore. So I want to...
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I do that with a lot of animals that come in here. I just like to make him feel more comfortable. I gave him a nice little kiss on the mouth, and now I have a cold sore, so I wanted to run some tests to see, you know, it's probably from him.
This is really weird. Is there somebody else I can talk to at your...
Well, they're not going to know what the sore's from more than I would right now. So, no, I mean, it really wouldn't make sense to talk to anybody else.
This is the most unacceptable thing I have ever heard.
Are you saying to me that you've never kissed your dog before? Because I highly doubt that.
I kissed my dog on the nose. I don't kiss him on the mouth.
Okay,
like,
well, so you've...
A lover.
So you've kissed your dog before. So you can understand my concern. Like, I'm assuming that this cold sore is...
My dog. You don't know my dog. You're in a professional setting, and you're supposed to be professionally handling these animals. If you're kissing them... You are taking your position of power and abusing it.
Okay,
and
technically, I didn't want to have to get into this, but your dog kissed me.
This is ridiculous. This has got to be a joke. Are you kidding me?
I walked in there, and I was going to just do my business, and then he grabbed me with both of his paws.
Oh, my God. So that is so gross, sir.
On either side of my cheek and drew me into his mouth and started...
Are you joking right now?
I think you're thinking it's more of a kiss than it was. It wasn't like a romantic kiss. It was more just like a couple of friends. You should care, though, because it'd be unprofessional for me to kiss your dog. If your dog kissed me, it's not my fault.
It's my dog, and you kissed him, and I think that's weird.
He kissed, ma'am, it wasn't like a make-out session. I didn't make out with your dog.
Okay, well, that's how you're making it sound. So what do you expect me to be reacting to right now?
Okay, well, yeah, it was just...
You have a problem with this?
Okay, good. So we got that out of the way.
That's not your job.
So we got that out of the way. We got that out of the way. I wasn't making out with your dog. It was just a simple little kiss. I'm glad. Okay, I think that's where the miscommunication was.
No, there's no miscommunication here. This is ridiculous. You're calling me and telling me that my dog licked you and gave you a cold sore. This is crazy.
Listen, if you won't bring your dog in here so I can test for cold sores, can I at least hang out with your dog like as a friend?
You are out of your mind, sir.
I know it's going to be awkward since the whole kiss thing, but I think we can get over it and your dog and I can still be friends. Don't you think?
Are you joking right now? What is wrong with you?
There are a lot of things wrong with me.
This is not...
Because this is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you.
Oh my God. What?
It's a joke. Your friend Susie set you up.
Are you serious? Wait a minute. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So as far as I know, nobody kissed your dog at the vet. However, I would like to spend some time with your dog as friends and just kind of see where it leads. Is that cool?
Oh, my God.